Welcome back to Pajamas Radio, and in today's installment, we're going to be focusing on four main topics. The first topic is going to be the buildup of the plot in the book. Our second topic is going to be how clueless Bruno is. Our third topic is going to be the movie versus the book. And our fourth topic is going to be the ending of the book. Let's start off with the first topic. Sam Lyons, how do you feel the buildup of the plot affected your view on the book?
Okay, so the buildup of the plot was mainly, it was all just leading up to the end. It was mostly, it was just climbing action, climbing action, climbing action. Then at the end, it was just the climax that very quickly dropped to the falling action. And the falling action was actually only 3 pages of the end of the book. And so it was mostly building action with just the climax at the end.
Yeah, and I think it was essential to have that first part be bland because you had to get a feel for the story and you had to understand and get to know Bruno and Shmuel because that's what really made the ending that much better. And if there hadn't been that bland and like slow at the start, the ending wouldn't have been as good and it wouldn't have been as effective as it was. Max, you got anything on this?
I don't think so. I think they dwelled on parts that they did not need to dwell on. Like, there was too much time spent on certain parts of the book that were not necessary.
Do you have any examples?
Not really. Too many to count.
Well, moving into our second segment, how clueless Bruno is. There are a lot of points in the book where you want to scream, what on earth are we doing? Please just get out of the situation. If you had to pick one moment in the book where you were just screaming, why are you even considering doing this? How could you think this? What would that be?
So mine was when he was, when Shmuel was telling him about the marches, and he's like, whenever they would go on a march, they never come back. And that kind of was like screaming to me, like, I know exactly what this is.
You gotta... And then, kid, why are you considering doing this?
Yeah, but first of all, I think it's the what built up to that was the more important part, and that was when he said that Shmuel had taken the food, that's what really made him die in the end, because then he felt the need to help Shmuel in the end and make him or help him look for his father, even though his father was most likely, as we know, probably dead by then. It made him think that he needed to help Shmuel. So I think that that time when they were in the house and he said that Shmuel had taken the food, that's what was really where he wanted to be like, don't do this, it's gonna affect you in the end.
Maxie, anything else you want to add on that?
I don't think so.
Well, there are a lot of moments like that where you were just out of your skin screaming, Bruno, why? But, I mean, his cluelessness is a true factor in the book. And you have to sort of acknowledge that if the author didn't put that in there, you probably wouldn't feel for him as much. And that if you didn't get the sense that he was just a clueless kid, you probably wouldn't have the same reaction to the end of the book. Would you all agree with that?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. And I think that the main reason why he was so clueless is because his parents hid everything from him, everything about the camp, everything about his father's job. And I think that that's what made him so clueless, and he didn't really understand anything. But I think they were just trying to not make Bruno feel unsafe and scared, because if he had learned about what was going on in the concentration camps, it might have made him feel unsafe. What?
And in World War II, that would have also been pretty scary for a kid living in Berlin when you have all these Allied forces going up against your country.
But Germany did think that they were superior. They thought, we don't care about it. Like, we're just going to kill them.
Well, you did see in some parts of the book, Bruno was expressing his disdain with the country at that point. And he used to say that when he was little, they would used to keep the lights on all sorts of nights, and he could go up and see all the lights in Berlin from the top of his house. But now he says that they had to put black shades over the their windows and turn off all their lights at night. It was something that everyone had to do. He expressed his disdain with his situation throughout the book, but his parents never explained to him why he had that disdain. Mm-hmm. And that's what truly sets him from actually knowing what was going on.
Also, kind of adding on to the cluelessness, it's a very important component of the book, and it actually made the book like that much better, because you're seeing it through the lens of a 9-year-old who doesn't know anything, what the heck's going on. And so that makes you kind of infer everything that we know about the concentration camp and the Holocaust in that book, because we know all about concentration camps and the Holocaust today, and we just applied that to what he was seeing. Like, you know, I see this camp, it sounds like it's called Outwith, and now we know that's actually not Outwith, it's Auschwitz, which was a very prominent concentration camp, and we know all this information, and it kind of adds that extra layer of depth to it.
But one thing that surprised me about how clueless he was is, like, how he couldn't put two and two together and get a grasp on what was happening, because I remember times in the book where he said he'd look out the window and he'd see people laying on the ground who, like, never get up, and he used to see soldiers who were, like, yelling at people in the camp, and, like, at one point, I think he said he saw someone get, like, beat and, like, shot from his window in his camp, in the camp, and I don't really understand. I know that he's 9 years old, but I still don't really understand how he really couldn't put two and two together and make sense of the situation.
I thought it was a really big point in the book, but you didn't get that much in the movie. It was more of just seeing the major plot points. It wasn't any of the smaller ones. It was generally when Bruno would walk around and find something new. How do you feel that aspect through the movie compares to the book, and what gave you the better experience as from the story?
I think that the movie was better because it helped you, like, visualize everything, and I think that was, like, a key component to understanding it.
You felt like the movie was better than the book?
Well, I don't think it was better, but I think that it helped you, like, understand. I still think that the book was super important to read first, because it gave you the details and it helped you understand the story. And if you had just watched the movie, I don't think it would have had much as impact if you had read the book first. Because if you watch the movie, you don't really understand what's really going on, because there's not that much detail. The only part that's, like, super effective in the movie is the end of it. So I don't really think that it would have been good just to watch the movie. But I still do think that the movie really helped, and that's why I kind of think the movie's a little bit better.
Yeah, so just another thing. I really felt like the book was better than the movie in that, you know, like you said, there were, like, just some details that the movie couldn't, like, get in its, like, two-hour span. And I feel like you kind of lost, like, the impact of, like, the inferring, like, because the book, you're only seeing it through the lens of the 9-year-old, whereas the book, you're kind of, like, looking down on it. And you kind of it's easier to understand, and you don't really get to infer as much. But I felt like I definitely wouldn't have really got anything out of the movie if I hadn't read the book first. I feel like the movie just kind of added on to my experience from the book. But,
yeah, so do you guys have anything that you want to say about the movie versus book? Maxie, Michael, anything?
I'd say that the movie did a lot better job of portraying the ending. It gave a...
It was very graphic.
Very graphic, emotional ending. And with Bruno and Shmuel holding hands the whole way from the ghetto to the actual gas chamber, that was a pretty powerful part of the book and the movie. But the movie just did a better job showing it.
Yeah, so moving on to that, or talking about that, what were you guys' feelings about the end of the book?
So the end of the... Again, I dare to say that the ending of the book is 95% of why this book is a bestseller and has won, and critics have raved about it, and why we love it so much. And it's a horrible ending, but it's also an amazing ending. Like, if it had been, like, they hadn't died and everything just turned out okay, that it just wouldn't have had any effect on any of us, I would think. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, I would agree. But I still think that even though I think it was an amazing ending, and that was a good point that you made about how 95% of the book was the ending, and that's why it's such a good book, but I still think that they could have added more to the ending, or the author could have added more to the ending, because in the book it was like 5 pages, and in the movie it was like 5-10 minutes, and it didn't really have much to it, so I still think it was a little quick, but I still think it was a very good ending.
Yeah, it was pretty abrupt. Like I said, 3 pages of falling action in like the 216-page book, which is really not. It didn't give me the sense of closure that I had wanted.
Yeah, I think also that abrupt ending really helped the book. Just the sudden shock of losing the main character.
Yeah, that's true.
Both of them.
That just puts sort of the cherry on top in this cake of horrors. And it really propels the ending to another status. And again, like Sam said, that's probably what makes it a bestseller. Just sheer shock at the end of the book.
Yeah. Is there anything else any of us would like to say about the book in general? The ending of the book? Book versus movie?
I think it was a great book, and I really enjoyed reading it. What about you guys?
I'd say that it was worth reading.
Yeah, definitely. I would like just another way of ending it.